take my confidence and put it on like armor. 5'9", so I try to stand a little taller. To measure up, I gotta work a little harder. It's the human condition. I do it all to make it perfect for the picture. Pretty smile, let me find the perfect filter. If they believe it, maybe I believe it with them. That's the human condition. Lord, help me. I'm so tired of pretending I can hold it together when I know that I can. Lord, show me I don't have to be worthy. It's because of your mercy. You love me. You love me just as I am. My jaded heart's a one aware it needed saving. You could've turned, could've run, could've left me in my human condition. And if I'm really being honest, every day I struggle with the promise that all I am is all you ever wanted, ever wanted.
Controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. That would be 1 Peter 5:8-9. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, the Bible tells us through the Apostle Peter's message in 1 Peter 5:8-9 that we have an enemy with whom we must overcome and defeat. We must understand what we are up against, and we must not be caught with our spiritual defenses down, unaware, and unprepared. We have an adversary that is malicious by nature. The devil is a dangerous, wicked, and cruel adversary. The devil harbors nothing but ill will and evil intentions toward each and every Christian believer on the face of this earth. He is our adversary, and his will to devour each and every one of us that he can. You see? His mission for us is found in John chapter 10, verse 10, King James Version. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Notice that Peter in the Bible calls the devil your enemy. The word enemy, similarly, the devil is our adversary. He opposes God, and he opposes all that is good, and he opposes all those that follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he opposes all those of us that are submitted to God's own Holy Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, the devil is the spiritual adversary of every believer. The word devil means slanderer. The Hebrew name Satan carries the same basic meaning. The devil is a slanderer. The devil is deceitful, and the devil is a liar. Jesus called him the father of lies in John 8:44. Jesus said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. His slanderous nature has been evident from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Here in this verse of scripture, the devil contradicted the warning that God had given to Adam concerning the forbidden fruit. We said to Eve, "You will not surely die." Brothers and sisters, the devil delights seeing the truth, and given the opportunity, he will slander God's word and deceive men, women, children, and animals. This is how he manipulates people into doing what normally they would not do. Perhaps you have known someone who seemed to love the Lord, but one day they did something that was diametrically opposed to all that they professed. As you observe the situation, perhaps you wonder, why did he or she do that? Or how did that happen? Maybe you have experienced something similar in your own life. Probably at one time or another, you said to yourself, "Why did I do that? Or how could I have said that?" It is because we listen to deceitful lies of Satan. He slandered God's word and we listened. He told us God was being unfair with us, and too many of us have listened. Devil provides us with an excuse as to why it was all right in sin situations to do what we did. The devil tells us it's all right to bend the rules a little bit, to lie a little bit, to steal a little bit, and to hurt people a little bit to our advantage. The mouthpieces he uses are many, but nevertheless, he is the mastermind behind every justification. The devil has gotten people so tricked that by the time they commit a sin, they have become convinced within themselves, if only for a moment, that it is justified. Behind all of Satan's slanderous accusations is a malicious intent. You see, brothers and sisters, a malicious person causes deliberate harm. Satan is out to deliberately harm believers. And we see this in the comparison the Apostle Paul uses. He says that our enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Understanding what we're up against is imperative in these days we're living in. We have to take our enemy seriously, or we will come easy prey. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We must acknowledge his adversarial stance, his slanderous mythology, and his malicious intent if we hope to defend ourselves and to overcome his attacks, overthrow and defeat him has got to be our objective. We must stand firm in our faith, taking a stand against the devil. Our position has got to be rock solid. Excuse me, in Christ Jesus. We must resist the devil by being dedicated to God, seeking to live according to God's word. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The New Living Translation says in Genesis 15:1, the Lord's covenant promise to Abraham sometime later. The Lord spoke to Abraham in a vision and said to him, do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you and your reward will be great. I just want to remind you of something tonight. Your reward are your covenantal blessings that you are entitled to as an heir of the kingdom of God and joint heir with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, God's precious promises are being manifest on this earth realm. And I just listed a few of those promises, and I'm just going to read them tonight, getting them out in the airways. There are many others. And I thank God that one of the deadlines is on the top of the mountain tonight. And I'm so grateful. And I just had to come on here and proclaim these promises through the airways. Because you see, brothers and sisters, we're taking these airways back for Jesus. I'm going to read and give the scriptures for some of God's covenantal blessings. And as I read them and put them out through the airways, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I confess them for every blood bought, blood redeemed, spirit-filled believer tonight. I confess them for those believers that are in hospitals with tubes in their throat. I confess them for the believers that are in comas. I confess them for the little bitty babies in the neonatal units. I confess them over the land, because God says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, Father God, I thank you for your covenantal blessing of fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase. Genesis 1 and 22. I thank you for your covenantal blessings of prominence, expansion, and a good reputation. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for an inheritance for the children of the believers. Genesis 22, 15 through 18. I thank you tonight for your abiding presence, Lord God. Genesis 26, 2 through 5. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for your security and safety. Genesis 48, 15 through 16. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that you, even as we are coming into agreement with your word, are turning your face towards us. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are exalting us above the heathen. Deuteronomy 28 and 1. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're blessing us with fertility and with natural and spiritual offspring. Deuteronomy 28 and 4. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that the work of our hands will prosper and flourish. Deuteronomy 28 and 8. I thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing us with abundant provision and sustenance. Deuteronomy 28, 11. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for victory over our enemies. Deuteronomy 28 and 7. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we are blessed with a new heart. Ezekiel 36, 26, and a clear conscience. 1 Timothy 1 and 5. I thank you tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, that we recognize that your favor is on us and, hallelujah, touching all of those around us. According to Deuteronomy 28:10, I thank you, Lord God, that you send them rain, hallelujah, to refresh the land and to produce abundant crops. According to Deuteronomy 28, 12, I thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of rest when we weary. Matthew 11, 28, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for love, that love of God that is beyond our knowing naturally. Ephesians 3, 19, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for peace that passes all understanding. According to Philippians 4 and 7, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for joy unspeakable and full of glory. According to 1 Peter 1 and 8, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for ever expanding and growing mountain moving faith. According to Mark 11, 23, 24, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for unlimited favor and grace, according to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for freedom, hallelujah, from the power of sin, according to Romans 6, 14. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for deliverance from satanic oppression and all addictive behavior patterns, according to 1 John 4:4. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the covenantal blessing, having the assurance of our salvation, 1 John 5:13. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for purpose, meaning, and significance, hallelujah, flowing in our lives, according to Jeremiah 29:11. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for divine healing for our physical bodies, according to Psalm 103:3. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for emotional healing from all our hurts and disappointments, according to Psalm 147:3. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for companionship and intimacy with God our Father, His Son Jesus, and your own Holy Spirit, according to 1 John 1:3. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the covenantal blessings of prosperity and godly success in all of our endeavors, according to Joshua 1:7-9. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for a rich and satisfying life, according to John 10:10. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for divine direction and guidance, according to Proverbs 3:5-6. I thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, for wisdom and understanding, according to Proverbs 3:13. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for harmony and unity in all of our relationships, Lord God, according to Psalm 122:1. I thank you tonight, Lord God. Glory be to God for the forgiveness for all of our sins, according to 1 John 1:9. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for strength and courage to persevere, according to Joshua 1:7. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for redemption, according to Romans 3:24. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for compassion and mercy, according to Psalm 103:13. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for true godly satisfaction and contentment, according to Philippians 4:11. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for wholeness in our lives, according to Matthew 9:22. I thank you tonight, Lord God, we are conquerors and overcomers, according to Romans 8:37. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we have hope for the future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for newness of life, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us is able or has the ability to prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for comfort when we are distressed, according to Psalm 46:1. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for satisfying and peaceful sleep, according to Psalms 127:2. I thank you tonight, Lord God, glory, hallelujah, for the gift of eternal life, according to John 6:47. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for length of days and long life, according to Proverbs 9:11. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for answered prayers, according to Jeremiah 29:12. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for divine protection, according to Psalm 121:7. I thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, that we are accepted in the Beloved. We are the accepted in the Beloved, according to Ephesians 1:6. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we have divine ability and we have supernatural power flowing through us. According to Acts 1 and 8. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we have freedom from worry and anxiety. According to Philippians 4 and 6. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we have insight, gift of discerning of spirits. According to Proverbs 16:16. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that you have given us power to get wealth. According to Deuteronomy 8:18. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that we have seed for the sower. According to 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for giftedness and supernatural ability. According to 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the anointing flowing through us that breaks every yoke, according to Isaiah 10:27. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for supernatural manifestation of your optimism, Jesus, of your enthusiasm, Jesus, and a can-do spirit, Lord God. I thank you tonight that you made us the seed of Abraham and heirs of all of your promises. I thank you, Lord God, you said in your word, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, and if you, us, we, are Christ, then we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now unto him able to do exceeding abundantly according to the power that worketh in us. Tonight, Lord God, we give you thanks for healing. We give you thanks for peace, prosperity. We give you thanks that we're not tormented in our mind. We give you thanks for your shalom. We give you thanks for manifesting your glory. We give you thanks and thanks. And thanks, we give you thanksgiving for all that you've done, all that you're doing. And thanks just in the beginning of a fresh awakening, an outpouring of your spirit, Lord God, upon this earth. Amen, Father. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We give you thanks tonight. We give you thanks. Because you are good, good, good all the time. Thank you.
God is good. And all the time. God is good, and all the time. God is good, all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good, all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Yes, He is. God is good. All the time.
Here we go. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true.
God is good all the time.
Holy Spirit, now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy, they will never end.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in the heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Weary, we will rise upon the eagle's wings. heavens shall the Lord, our spirits will soar, till we one day gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen, Jesus, your promises are true. All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on now, we'll keep running, everybody. We'll keep running after you.
My foot had almost slipped, oh Lord, you know I almost lost my way, until I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit, I heard you say,
all your promises are yes, and amen, Jesus, your promises are true.
Can I do the bridge one more time?
After you.
Oh, I'm gonna run after you.
You know, my foot had almost slipped. Oh, Lord. I came this close to losing my way. Oh, but then I entered. I heard your free spirit.
Name of Jesus.